The class is taught by Advanced Fleet Management Tube. Learn about our training, consulting, and electrification services in fleet management. Introduction. The class develops what AWD and 4x4 technology is, the differences between them, and the implications for fleet management. AWD and 4x4 technology. What is AWD and 4x4? When purchasing a vehicle for the fleet, it is important to know what it will be used for in order to define the technical characteristics and technology it must have to provide the service. Some acronyms related to car configuration can cause confusion, such as AWD, which stands for all-wheel drive. This system distributes the engine's power between all axles to improve the vehicle's grip and performance, something we see mainly in SUVs with all-wheel drive, crossovers, and some recent hybrids. The example of two technologies, AWD and 4x4, is developed. They are similar but not the same, serve different purposes, and if chosen incorrectly, the vehicle may not be able to perform the service. The AWD system distributes engine power to all four wheels according to the car's needs at any given moment. It is designed for everyday driving, wet roads, and occasional trips on simple trails, and is used by SUVs. The 4x4, on the other hand, is usually manually engageable and uses a reduction gear or differential locks in many models. It is designed for real off-road use, with steep slopes, mud, or very rough terrain. An inappropriate choice is to use an SUV with an AWD system for real off-road use, with steep slopes, mud, or very rough terrain, because the vehicle is not designed for these conditions and is likely to get stuck. Conversely, it is not appropriate to use a 4x4 in the city because you do not need to use the reduction gear or differential lock, and fuel consumption is higher. It should be noted that a 4x4 is more expensive to purchase and maintain than an SUV. What is the AWD system and how does it work? The AWD system distributes engine power to all four wheels according to the vehicle's needs at any given moment. It uses sensors that monitor traction, the speed of each wheel, and axle response. If it detects that a wheel is losing traction, it sends torque to those that are maintaining traction, thus ensuring stability without the need for driver intervention. These types of systems are common in models such as the Subaru Forester, the Toyota RAV4 AWDi, and the AWD versions of European brands such as Audi Quattro and BMW xDrive, which use their own technology to optimize torque distribution. Thanks to this automatic distribution, you can drive with greater peace of mind in rain, snow, or on compacted dirt. In addition, today's electronics are capable of anticipating loss of traction, which improves the transition between axles and reduces sudden movements. In many modern vehicles, all-wheel drive works in conjunction with traction control and stability control to improve the overall performance of the car. Advantages of all-wheel drive. The AWD system provides greater grip on slippery surfaces, helping to maintain control of the vehicle even in changing conditions. On snow, it offers a more uniform ride, and on uneven roads, it distributes power evenly to reduce bouncing and slipping. It also improves cornering performance by distributing torque between the axles and reducing the tendency to veer off course. In everyday use, especially in SUVs, it provides a more stable and safer ride. In addition, the latest generations of AWD systems have reduced the fuel consumption penalty compared to front-wheel drive versions. AWD and 4x4. Key differences. Although both systems improve traction, AWD and 4x4 do not work in the same way. AWD operates automatically and is designed for everyday driving, wet roads, and occasional trips on easy trails. 4x4, on the other hand, is usually manually engageable and features a low-range gear or differential locks on many models. It is designed for real off-road use, with steep slopes, mud, or very rough terrain. Power is transmitted from the engine through the transmission to a transfer case, which distributes it between the front and rear axles. By distributing power evenly, it is excellent for finding balance in difficult or low traction situations. The modes of use are as follows. IS4. H mode. Automatically identifies traction conditions and adjusts power distribution as needed. USE. Driving on dirt roads, sand, light snow, or wet roads at moderate speeds up to 50-62 miles per hour. Features. four-wheel drive for greater traction but without the extreme speed reduction of 4. L. Do not use on dry asphalt. 2. Ha mode. Allows one of the axles to be disconnected and 100% of the power to be sent to the other. Use. Daily driving on asphalt or dry pavement. Features. Only the rear or front wheels have power, which optimizes fuel consumption and maneuverability. 4L mod. Delivers uniform power and torque distribution to all four wheels, allowing you to drive at low speeds on difficult terrain, making it ideal for off-road driving. Use. Extremely difficult terrain, steep slopes, river crossings, deep mud, heavy towing. Features. Provides maximum torque at very low speeds to overcome obstacles. Shifting. Requires stopping the vehicle, shifting the transmission into neutral, and then selecting 4L to avoid damage. AWD and driving experience. The difference with an AWD car is noticeable from the very first kilometer. It feels more stable on curves, filters out bumps better on uneven surfaces, and if the terrain changes suddenly, the system adjusts the distribution without losing control. Even in strong winds, puddles, or storms, it maintains predictable handling. This type of traction gives the driver confidence and increases the stability of the vehicle in situations where a front or rear-wheel drive system might show more limitations. What to consider when buying an AWD vehicle? Before choosing a car with all-wheel drive, it is advisable to consider several factors. Type of use. For city and highway driving, an AWD is more suitable than a 4x4. Climate and terrain. It is ideal for areas with frequent rain, snowfall, or uneven roads. Fuel consumption. Some AWD systems can slightly increase fuel consumption, although current technologies have greatly reduced this difference. Safety. It provides greater stability in delicate situations, such as starting from a standstill on wet surfaces or tight corners with poor grip. Comfort. The car's movements are smoother and more linear, especially in modern SUV models. These key points will help you decide whether all-wheel drive suits your needs and driving style. Why choose a car with AWD? AWD offers stability, terrain adaptation, and a smoother ride, both on short trips and long journeys. It keeps the vehicle under control in a wide variety of situations, making it a practical choice for those who value safety and versatility. Frequently asked questions about AWD traction. Does the AWD system increase fuel consumption? Yes. Although in the latest generations the difference has been reduced, the electronics manage torque distribution better and prevent unnecessary losses. Is AWD or 4x4 better for snow? For normal snow on the road, the AWD system is sufficient. For deep snow or mountain routes, a 4x4 offers greater capability. Does it require specific maintenance? Some AWD systems require oil changes in the coupler or differentials. It is advisable to check the manufacturer's maintenance schedule. Implications for fleet management. The main consequence of not having the right vehicle is that the service cannot be provided properly and costs increase. The following measures are recommended. Define the technical characteristics of the vehicle. In my experience, the vehicle is often defined solely by the fleet manager or purchasing department without consulting the drivers and users who use the vehicles, resulting in the purchase of vehicles that are not suitable for the service to be provided. Drivers and users are the ones who best know the functionalities that vehicles need. Vehicle drivers and users must be involved in defining the technical characteristics of the vehicle, as well as the mechanics and workers who perform maintenance and repairs. The case of 4x4. There are fewer and fewer new 4x4 models with reduction gears on the market, and people are buying AWD subs with low 4x4 capability, which is bad practice. Although they are different, it is worth mentioning that, nowadays, car manufacturers tend to use both terms interchangeably. This is because some advanced 4x4s have extra equipment that helps them function as an AWD system, and some of the latter offer off-road equipment or specific driving modes that allow them to act as a 4x4. If we need a 4x4 and there is no vehicle on the market that meets our technical specifications, it is better to buy a second-hand 4x4 that is a few years old and meets the technical specifications than an SUV that does not have sufficient 4x4 capabilities. Cost. If you need an AWD SUV and purchase a 4x4, the cost of purchase, insurance, fuel consumption, maintenance, and breakdowns are higher, but the vehicle can be used both in the city and in the mountains. If you need a 4x4 and purchase an AWD SUV, the vehicle can be used in the city but not in the mountains, which is where we need it, so you will have to sell the vehicle and buy a 4x4. Driver training. Rivers must be trained in the use of AWD and 4x4 vehicles. If a 4x4 is purchased, it is recommended that the driver take a driving course in real conditions in the mountains and be taught how to use the reduction gear, differential lock, etc. Electrification of the fleet. There is currently a very limited range of electric 4x4 models available. If we want to electrify the fleet and there are no electric 4x4 vehicles available, it is better to wait until they are available than to purchase an AWD.UV that will not be suitable for the service. I was working with a fleet of natural parks, and they wanted to electrify their diesel 4x4s. At that time, there were no electric 4x4 models on the market, so my advice was that they should wait until they became available and continue using the 4x4s they had, as it was not a good option to purchase 100% electric AWD SUVs because they are not suitable for use in the mountains. In short, if you are looking for versatility for city driving and travel, the AWD system is more suitable. If your priority is pure off-roading, the traditional 4x4 is still the best option. Thank you for your time. The class has developed what AWD and 4x4 technology are, the differences between them, and the implications for fleet management. See you soon.